Om Gyanatmarandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chaksurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Paschachati. Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're telling the story of Gop Kumar and how this cowherd boy from Govardhan, by the power of a mantra, could travel beyond the material universe into the spiritual world.
我们聆听的是Gopakumar的故事，他是高丹山的一个牧牛童，他吟诵着一首mantra，旅行到各个地方，他穿越了物质宇宙，他进入了灵性的世界。
And so he was in Vaikuntha and he has a discussion with Narada Muni. He's taking teaching from Narada Muni because Narada Muni is an authority on deity worship.
他现在就在Vaikuntha遇见了Narada Muni，得到了Narada Muni的教导。 因为Narada Muni是神像崇拜的权威。So
Gop Kumar wanted to understand why there's some criticism of deity worship in some scriptures.
Gopakumar希望明白为什么有一些经典批评了神像的崇拜。So
Narada Muni explains that the criticism is not of the process of the deity worship, but it's of the manner in which some people worship the deities.
Narada Muni 解释说，对神像的崇拜的批评，并不是针对神像崇拜的方法程序，而是针对的是某些人崇拜神像的方式。Some
people worship the deities with very materialistic purposes.
有的人崇拜神像是怀着非常物质主义的目的。But
Narada Muni explains that if these people continue to do their deity worship, even though they're very materialistic, that gradually they will purify their heart.
Narada Muni 解释说, 即便这些人是非常物质主义的在崇拜神像，但是倘若他们继续崇拜的话，他们物质的动机就会被净化。
Because the devotees, the pure devotees of Krishna will see the good quality that this person is maintaining his deity worship. He's doing it very regularly.
Because pure devotees, they only see the good side. They will see that this person is very regularly worshiping God.
So the devotees will guide them and instruct them how, what should be the proper mood in worshipping the deity.
纯粹的奉献者就会指导他们，教育他们，崇拜神像应该怀着什么样的，哪些正确的心态去崇拜。
Help these people who are worshipping the deity for with material purposes to become good devotees.
他们以便于他们不是怀着物质主义的心态在崇拜神像，而是成为一个优秀的奉献者。
So devotees, they may have material desires in the beginning.So, generally, they first of all have to satisfy their material desires. Then, later on, they become good devotees.
起初，这些奉献者会怀着物质的欲望。通常呢，他们要满足他们的物质欲望。后来，他们就会成为优秀奉献者了。
But because in the beginning they have material desires, so they get some, these people are criticized by the pure devotees.
但是因为他们起初是有着物质的欲望，所以呢，这些人就受到纯粹奉献者的批判。
Because the pure devotees, they consider it's more important to see the Lord.And to taste the bliss in the Lord's pastimes than to get anything material.
纯粹的奉献者，他们认为重要的是要能够看到主的临在，并且在主的消时光当中感受到极乐，而不是去满足物质的欲望。
Coming into Vaikuntha, into the spiritual world is the beginning. One has to go on from there and enter into the Lord's pastimes.
来到 Vaikuntha, 来到灵性世界只是一个开始，他们还要继续进入主的逍遥时光。
So devotees, the pure devotees are very impatient. They want to get that.The highest fruit. They want to enjoy the highest thing in the association of the Lord.
纯粹的奉献者，他们迫不及待地想要得到最高的果实，想要得到主的怜悯。
And because these devotees have such a strong desire to have the association of Krishna and to be in pastimes with Krishna, Krishna.Has a very strong attachment to them.
因为这些纯粹的奉献者怀着强烈的愿望，希望得到 Krishna 的怜悯，希望能够进入 Krishna 消时光，所以 Krishna 非常依附这些纯粹奉献者。
So devotees who have these desires, these very high desires, they cannot understand why other people don't have these desires.
拥有这些强烈愿望的奉献者是非常高流的奉献者，不能被别的奉献者所理解。
Some people, they just simply want liberation. They don't think about the real, about developing love of God. They just simply want to get out of the material world.
有的人呢，他们一心只想着解脱，他们只想着，他们并不想发展起对神的爱，他们的愿望只是脱离物质世界。
So it's easy to get out of the material world, but it's not easy to develop Krishna prema.
要离开物质世界是容易的，但是要得到 Krishna prema 可不容易。
Because when you get Krishna prema, then Krishna becomes controlled by that pure devotee.
因为一个人要是得到了 Krishna prema,Krishna 就会被这样的奉献者控制了。
Krishna gives up his independence. He becomes controlled by his pure devotee.
Krishna 放弃了他的独立性，他被他的奉献者所控制。
More difficult to get Krishna prema than just to get liberation.
比起解脱来说，得到 Krishna prema 是非常难得的。
Narada Muni said, "When Krishna comes under the control of his devotees, there's no fault and it's not a problem. Krishna is happy to be under the control of his devotee."
Narada Muni 说。当 Krishna 被奉献者所控制的时候，Krishna 感到很快乐，所以他受到奉献的控制，这没有什么错误。
The devotees also take pleasure to see the Lord under the control of his devotees.
奉献者看到 Krishna 处在奉献者的控制之下，也感到内心满心欢喜。
Devotees see the wonderful love which the Lord has for his devotees and how he has so much affection for them that he becomes under their, that he becomes their servant.
奉献者看到 Krishna 是这么如此的深爱他的奉献者，对他们满怀深情，成为他们的仆人，奉献者感到很快乐。
Krishna doesn't care about his own satisfaction. He's not thinking about himself. He thinks about his devotees.
Krishna, 他不想他自己，他只想他的奉献者。
It is the greatness of the Lord that he can become the servant of his devotees.
主竟然能够成为他奉献者的仆人，这彰显了主的伟大之处。
His personality is so unique that anybody else in that situation, they would feel dissatisfied, but Krishna is totally satisfied.
Krishna 的人格是独一无二的。要是换一个人处在这样的位置上，内心就会感到很不满意。但是 Krishna 他感到非常的满意。
And sometimes the devotee who've got this Krishna prema, sometimes their Krishna prema develops into a very special stage of Krishna prema, which is called Mahabhava, which is the highest stage of ecstasy.
拥有 Krishna prema 的奉献者，有时候会发展到特殊的阶段，这是被称为 Mahabhava， 这是最高的狂喜。
So when one gets this Mahabhava, if a devotee can achieve this Mahabhava, then he feels the pain of separation from Krishna very intensely.
拥有了 Mahabhava 的奉献者，有时候因为跟 Krishna 的分离，他感到非常强烈的快乐。
It, It appears to be suffering, but it's the greatest ecstasy.
表面上好像是很痛苦，但内心却是最了不起的快乐。
If you see the devotee who's got this Mahababha, it appears like they're in distress and they're having so much pain, but it's the greatest ecstasy.
拥有 Mahababha 的奉献者，好像是他们处在剧烈的痛苦当中，处在沮丧当中，但实际上是最伟大的狂喜。
Because devotees have so much love for Krishna, they feel this pain of separation, even sometimes for a moment.
奉献者是如此的深爱 Krishna, 有时候即便是片刻 Krishna 的分离，他们也感到巨大的痛苦。
So ordinary people, when they see this, the devotee, these advanced devotees,When they see them suffering, when they see them in their ecstasy, they think that they are suffering.
普通人看到进步的奉献者，处在狂喜当中，他们觉得奉献者在受苦。
So they make fun of the devotees. They say, "Look at these people; they're suffering so much."
他们就会对奉献者冷嘲热讽，哎，你们看，这些人，他们多受苦啊。
So Krishna doesn't give these foolish people, he doesn't give them any understanding about devotional service. They don't want devotional service.
Krishna 不会给予这些愚人赐予他们理解奉爱服务的这种智性，而且这些愚人他们也不想要奉爱服务。
So this kind of love of God, this is very rare, very very special that people can come to that level.
这一类对神的爱是非常非常罕见的，他们能够达到这种层面是非常特别的。
It's not difficult to go to heaven.It's not difficult to get free of material existence.
要去天堂并不难，要摆脱物质存在也不难。
We can say just like going to heaven, that's just like pieces of glass.
上天堂就好像是得到了碎玻璃。
Glass is not valuable.
玻璃并没有什么价值可言。
Getting free from material existence, that's like finding gold. You know, sometimes people find gold. So getting free from material existence is like finding some gold.
摆脱物质存在就好像去淘金。
But getting Krishna prem,It's like finding a Chintamani stone.
但是得到了 Krishna Prem, 就好像是已经发现了一颗 Chintamani, 点心石。
Yeah, but that's very, very rare.
这可是非常非常罕有的事。
So Krishna very rarely gives that devotion, that kind of Krishna Prem. He only gives it very rarely.And he will give it to a special person who really wants it.
Krishna 非常罕见罕有能够赐予一个人 Krishna Prem 能得到 Krishna Prem 的是独一无二的人物他是非常非常内心真诚的想要 Krishna Prem.
Yeah, if you don't have the desire to get it, you'll never get it.
如果一个人他内心并不想要 Krishna Prem, 他得不到 Krishna Prem.
And the person who wants it, they have to be indifferent. They don't care about what other people think about.
而希望得到 神啊 Krishna Prem 的人他必须要不在乎他其他人的看法。
Just like sometimes when we become devotees, we can't be worried about what people think about us.
正如我们希望成为奉献者，就不要去在意担心别人对我们的想法。
People think, oh, you must be crazy. You join this. You do these things which they do. You're so different from everybody else. Why you do like that? Why you join them?
普通人都会认为，哎呀，你简直是疯了！你加入这个运动，你都跟别人与众不同，太另类了。你为什么要这么做？要加入这个？
So, to be a devotee, you can't be worried about what people say and what people think.
所以要成为奉献者的话，你就不要去管别人怎么说、怎么想。
You have to be convinced that this is the right thing to do.
你必须要心里头确信，这正是正确的事情。
So in the same way, if you want to develop Krishna Prem, love of God, you can't be worried about what people think about you. You should not want people to give you respect.
同样的，要想要得到 Krishna Prem 的话，就不能去担心，别人去怎么想你，或者是去指望别人来尊敬自己。
So Narada Muni said, "It's not very easy for me to describe everything about the stage of Krishna Prem. It's a very special stage."
Narada Muni 就说，对我来说，要描述这个 Krishna Prem 的阶段是很难的。这个阶段是非常特殊的一个阶段。
And for the ignorant people, then it wouldn't be good to explain to them.
对于那些愚人来说，就给他们解释这个阶段是不好的。
Because the ignorant people, they cannot understand anything, so they're not qualified to hear. They're not qualified to hear about the highest thing.
因为愚人他们无法明白。所以他们没有资格来聆听最高的这些最高的事物。
Just like the in chanting the holy name, the ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to faithless persons.
就好像在唱诵圣名十诫当中的第九条，对一个毫无信念的人宣扬圣名的荣耀是一项冒犯。
Because they don't have any faith, so they cannot understand the nature of the holy name.
因为他们没有信心，所以他们很难理解圣名的本质真意。
So when a devotee gets Krishna Prem, then sometimes he may sing and dance like a madman.
有时候一个得到 Krishna Prem 的人会像疯子一样唱歌跳舞。
Just sometimes, just due to his love of God, sometimes he will cry, and sometimes he will shout out and call the name of the Lord.
由于对神的爱，他有时候会哭泣，有的时候会大声的呼喊神的圣名。
So people who don't know about devotional service, they will think person suffering. They will think he's having, you know, he's having some problem.
那些对于奉献服务毫不知情的人会觉得这些人他们在受苦，他们有问题。
So they will think that this bhakti yoga is no good. Better to be a yogi and just do meditation.Better just to be a karmi and satisfy material desires.
他们认为 这个 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽不好，还不如成为一个冥想的瑜伽师，或者是成为一位满足自己物质欲望的 Karmi 果报工作者。
So instead of hearing from people who are authorities on Bhakti Yoga, they will go and hear from ordinary materialistic people.
所以他们与其去聆听对于 Bhakti Yoga 的 权威，他们反而去聆听那些物质主义的普通人讲话。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he said, anyway, he said,You're from Govardhan, you're from Vrindavan, Govardhan, that place. So in that place, people know about Krishna Prem and they know about Mahabhava. So it's not difficult for you to understand.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 你来自 Govardhan, 你来自 Vrindavan, 那里的人们都知道 Krishna Prem, 都了解 Mahabhava.所以他们很容易理解。
And he tells Gop Kumar very Haribo, very soon, Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar.That very soon you will be able to experience these things, Krishna Prema and Mahabhava.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 很快你自己就能亲身体验到这些 Krishna Prema, 体验到 Mahabhava.
So when Narada Muni spoke like this, Gop Kumar became very eager.Oh, that very, he wanted to see Lord Gopal. He became very, very enthusiastic that, oh, soon I'm going to get something very wonderful.
听到这番话 ,Gopal Kumar, 他感到非常的兴奋，感到非常的渴望。Oh, 很快我就能见到 Gopal, 他的热情被激发起来了。很快我就能见到 Gopal 了。
So Narada Muni is a great devotee, great preacher, and he's always giving the teachings of the Vaishnava philosophy.
Narada Muni 是了不起的传教士，他能够传教 Vaishnava 的哲学。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar that I'm going to tell you something very confidential, which is not usually talked about here in Vaikuntha.
Narada Muni 对 Gopal Kumar 说，我将要告诉你一些非常机密的事情，这些事情在这里，在 Vaikuntha 这里通常是不会说的。
But Narada Muni understands the nature of Gop Kumar, and he has to tell him about something very important, very special.
Narada Muni 了解 Gopal Kumar 的天性，所以他必须告诉他一些独特的、重要的事情。
So he tells Gop Kumar, he said, there's a place here in Vaikuntha, which is far from here, and it is Ayodhya.And it is the city of Lord Raghupati, the name of Lord Ramachandra.
Narada Muni 对 Gopal Kumar 说，在离 Vaikuntha， 在 Vaikuntha 这里很遥远的地方，有一个地方叫 Ayodhya， 那里是 Raghupati 是主 Rama 的另外一个名字，是 Raghupati 的城市。
And after Ayodhya, beyond that, then is the city of Dwarka. And that's the city of the master of the Yadus.
在 Ayodhya 上面呢是 Dwarka. Dwarka 是亚度主人的城市。
And Dwarka is like an extension, like a subdivision of Mathura.
Dwarka 就好像是 Mathura 的一个郊区，一个分支。
But Narada Muni tells Gopkumar that you should go to Dwarka and there you can worship the Lord who you love, Lord Gopal, Lord Madan Gopal.
Narada Muni 对 Gopkumar 说，您当去 Dwarka， 你去 Dwarka 就能见到你所心爱的 Gopal 了。
So Gopkumar has already been to Mathura. He knows about Mathura on earth. So Narada Muni tells him Dwarka is similar to Mathura.
Gopal Kumar 曾经去过地球上的 Mathura. Narada Muni 告诉他 Dwarka 跟 Mathura 很相似。
Then Dwarka is like the sub-district, it's a section of Mathura. And the people of Dwarka, they're all from Mathura, mostly they're from Mathura.
Dwarka 就相当于 Mathura 的一部分，一个区域，而 Dwarka 的居民大部分都是来自于 Mathura。
So if Gopkumar will go to Dwarka, he's actually, it's not different from Mathura.
而 Gopal Kumar 要去的 Dwarka 跟 Mathura 没有分别。
And this is, these places, they're the highest regions in Vaikuntha, above Vaikuntha, they're above Vaikuntha.
这两个区域是在百昆塔上面，超越了百昆塔。
But Narada Muni tells Gopkumar, he said, first, he said, I want you to go to Ayodhya, and there you will learn about the mood in which the devotees serve Lord Ramachandra.
Narada Muni 说，首先我希望你去 Ayodhya。在 Ayodhya 你能学习到 Ramachandra 的仆人的心态。
The devotees who worship Lord Rama, they worship Lord Rama almost like the devotees who worship Krishna in Dwarka.
那些在 Ayodhya 崇拜主 Ramachandra 的奉献者们，他们的心态跟Krishna 的奉献者的心态很相近。
Yeah, how the devotees worship Krishna in Dwarka is very similar to how these devotees worship Lord Rama.
在Dwarka 崇拜 Krishna 的这些奉献者们，他们跟主 Ramachandra 的奉献者们，他们很相似。
崇拜 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的时候。跟崇拜主 Rama 很相似。Krishna in Dwarka, the worship of Krishna in Dwarka.
Is the worship of Krishna in Dwarka is similar to that of devotees who worship Lord Ramachandra in Ayodhya?
Yeah. But you never said Dwarka. You didn't mention Dwarka. I want you to mention Dwarka.
Okay. 所以就是在 Dwarka, 在这个 Dwarka 区域崇拜 Krishna 的奉献者，跟在 Ayodhya 崇拜 Ramachandra 的奉献者，他们很相似，很类似，雷同。
So if Gopkumar goes first to Ayodhya, he can get trained there about how to worship Krishna.
因此就是去 Ayodhya 的奉献者，他们就会受到训练，学习该怎样去崇拜 Krishna。
Because worship Krishna with personal devotion can be he wants Narada Muni Gopkumar to learn how to worship Krishna with personal devotion.
那儿的牧女希望，Gopal Kumar 学习怎样怀着一种个人的奉爱、私人的奉爱去崇拜 Krishna。
So Krishna is the supreme. He is the source of all incarnations. Lord Ramachandra is one of his incarnations.
Krishna 是尊者，至高无上的主。Ramachandra 是 Krishna 化身。
But Narada Muni wants Gop Kumar to get the taste for the worship of Lord Rama first.
Narada Muni 希望 Gopal Kumar 首先获得崇拜 Ramachandra 的品味。
So Gop Kumar has got his mantra, and he knows by his mantra he can go anywhere.
Gopal Kumar 有自己的 mantra， 所以他通过这首 mantra 可以去他想去的任何地方。
So he's eager to go and see Lord Rama.
现在他很渴望去见到主 Rama。
So devotees of Krishna, when they see Lord Rama, they will see also many of the features of Lord Krishna in Lord Rama.
Devotees of Krishna will see many features that devotees see in the Rama.
Yes, there's many features the same.
Krishna 的奉献者会在 Rama 的身上看到 Krishna 的很多特征，他们两个特征 Krishna 和 Rama 特征很相似。
Lord Ramachandra is a special incarnation of Krishna.
主 Ramachandra 是 Krishna, 主 Krishna, 圣主 Krishna 的特别的一个化身。
So, Narada wants Gop Kumar to learn that special mood of worship to Lord Rama.
Narada Muni 希望 Gopal Kumar 学习到崇拜 Rama 的特殊的心态。
And he tells them, you have to chant special prayers to the Lord.
他告诉他，您当唱诵、吟诵对主的特殊的祷文。
You have to chant about how Lord Rama, O husband of Sita, brother, elder brother of Lakshman, O Lord, master of Hanuman,Oh Lord Raghunath, like that.
这个祷文是这样的 ：Sita 的丈夫啊 ，Lakshman 的哥哥呀，主人呐、啊、，Hanuman 的主人呐、啊、，Raghunath， 像这样的祷文。
And you have to remember the qualities, the beauty, the power of Lord Ramachandra.
要意念。主 Ramachandra 的品质，他的美丽，他的力量。
And you should follow the same path as you would if you were worshipping your own deity. Your own deity is Krishna. You should follow the same path.
要追随。崇拜自己的神像跟崇拜自己神像一样的道路，你崇拜的神像是 Gopal， 所以你要追随崇拜这个神像的道路。
Because in Lord Rama, you will see also your deity, because Lord Rama's expansion from the original Lord Krishna. So there's many things in Lord Rama which are also there.Everything in Lord Rama it comes from Lord Krishna. So it's all there in Krishna's form. So by worshipping Rama, it will remind you of Krishna.
通过崇拜主 Rama 就能让你想起了 Krishna. 因为 主 Rama 是最原初的主 Krishna 的扩展。
So Gop Kumar, he's a devotee of Madan Gopal. So he may think, I don't want to worship Lord Brahma.
Gopal Kumar 是身为 Madan Gopal 的奉献者，他会想，我不想崇拜 Rama。
But Narada Muni is telling him that if you worship Lord Rama, it will help you to remember more Madan Gopal, help you to remember Krishna.
然而那但是 Narada Muni 告诉他，你崇拜 Rama 就会让你更多的想起你崇拜的 Madan Gopal。
Go first to Ayodhya and meet Lord Ramachandra, worship Lord Ramachandra, and then you can go to Dwarka.
你先去 Ayodhya 遇见 Ramachandra, 然后你再崇拜 Krishna.
Lord Ramachandra will be happy to send you to Dwarka. You go there first and meet Lord Ramachandra.And then, if you still want to go to Dwarka, he will send you.
你先去Ayodhya崇拜 Ramachandra, 主 Ramachandra 高兴了，他就会把你派遣到 Dwarka, 到那里崇拜 Krishna.
And when you go on your way to see Lord Rama, to Ayodhya, I want you to do Sankirtan, chant the holy names of the Lord, just like I told you.
你在去 Ayodhya 的路上，我希望你做 Sankirtan， 唱诵主的圣名。
And by chanting the holy name of the Lord and going to Ayodhya, then you can go on to see Lord Krishna, the Lord of the Yadus.In Dwarka.
通过在 Ayodhya 唱诵主的圣名，就能够进而去 Dwarka， 在那里崇拜亚度族人之主 Krishna.
So Ayodhya and Dwarka.And other places, they're all parts of Vaikuntha. They're not different. They're in Vaikuntha. They're just like Purushottam Kshetra, Lord Jagannath's place, Purushottam Kshetra, and Ayodhya, place of Lord Rama, and Dwarka, place of Lord Krishna. They're all there in Vaikuntha.
Ayodhya, Dwarka, 都是在Vaikuntha.Ayodhya 是 Ramachandra 的地方， Dwarka 是 Krishna 的地方，还有 What's the relationship between
Purushottam Kshetra, Lord Jagannath's place?
That's also in Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Okay. 所以 Ayodhya 主 Ramachandra 的地方 Ayodhya, Krishna 的地方 Dwarka, 还有主 Jagannath 的地方 Purushottama Kshetra 都处在 Vaikuntha.
So, Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, you don't need to get permission.
Hare Krishna.
You didn't hear me, huh?
Yes.
So I said, Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, you don't need to get permission to go there. Lord Narayan doesn't have to give you permission because it's all in Vaikuntha. You're not leaving Vaikuntha. So you don't need to get special permission from Lord Narayan.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 你去那里不需要事先得到允许，不需要得到主 Narayan 的 Vaikuntha 之主 Narayan 的允许，因为那里那些区域都处在 Vaikuntha.
It was Lord Narayan who told me to come here to see you. So he knows about what you're thinking in your heart.
就是主拿拉呢本人告诉我前来见你，拿拉呢他知道你的心事。
So you should think, you should understand that whatever I say is actually his order. I'm speaking on his behalf to you.
您当明白。明白我所说的话都是在他的命令之下所说的，我是代表他在说话。
And then Narada Muni said, anyway, Lord Narayan is already gone somewhere else. He left. He's gone to meet another devotee, one of his great devotees. So he's not here. So even if you wanted to see him before you go, you cannot.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 主 Narayana 已经离开了这里，他前去见另外一位伟大的奉献者。即使你想见他也见不到。
You may want to wait for him. You may say, I'll wait till he comes back. But you won't be able to be, he may be a long time, may not come back for a while because he's went to meet one of his very nice devotees.
你可能拿着目的对他说，可能你要等待他回来，但是这可能需要等很久。因为他去见一个非常优秀的奉献者。
So, you should just go now. You don't need to wait.
你现在就去，你不需要等。
And Gokumar may say, well, you know, I think he'll come back. I think, you know, I'm sure he's going to come back. I think I can be patient.But Narada Muni says, no, I don't think so. You don't have the patience.
Gopal Kumar, 他可能会他会说，哦，我可以耐心的等他回来。但是Narada Muni告诉他，你没有这份耐心。
But Gopal Kumar shouldn't mind. He should understand Lord Narayan wants him to go.
Gopal Kumar 不应当在意，他应当理解主拿拉呢是希望他去的。
So Gopal Kumar is very happy to hear this. So he bows down to Narada Muni. He takes his blessings and he sets off to go to Ayodhya.
Gopal Kumar 听完Narada Muni 这番话呢，他非常的高兴，就顶拜了Narada Muni， 并且获得了圣人的祝福，然后就启程出发。前往阿尤迪亚了。
He remembers all the instructions of Narada Muni. He's chanting the holy name of Lord Ram.
他就在路上呢，一路铭记着 Narada Muni 的教导，就在路上一直唱诵着 Rama 的圣名。
So he traveled a long way, and then he met some monkeys. He began to meet some forest monkeys, and they were jumping around, and they were shouting.And they were chanting, Rama, Rama.
这是一个很长的路程。在路上呢 有森林，森林里有猴子在那里跳跃，还吼叫着 Rama, Rama.
So Gopal Kumar is walking, but then the monkeys came and they tried to grab his flute because Gopal Kumar is a cowherd boy. He always has his flute with him.He had a flute in his hand. The monkeys tried to grab it from him.
在 Gopal Kumar 走的路程当中呢，也有一些猴子就过来想要把 Gopal Kumar 手中的笛子抓走。因为 Gopal Kumar 他是个牧牛童，所以时常就身边带着他的笛子。
So they were attracted to the flute. They wanted to get it.
这些猴子就对这个笛子很好奇，很感兴趣，就想要把它抓走。
So after he saw the monkeys, he walked further on. Then he began to meet some humans, some human beings who were all associates of Lord Ramachandra, and they were very very good looking.
他见到了这些猴子之后，又继续往前走，在前面呢，他看到一些相貌非常非常英俊的人类。
These people are even better looking people of Vaikuntha. The people of Vaikuntha were very good looking, but these people are even more good looking.
在 Vaikuntha 的居民呢，长相就非常的英俊了。但是这些人甚至超过他们的美丽英俊，甚至超过了 Vaikuntha 的居民。
So these men, they were very cultured and very well behaved. And when Gop Kumar would bow down to them, they would get very upset and they said, "No, no, don't bow to us."
这些人呢，他们是非常的文雅、开化的，举止很得体。不过库马尔向他们就一见到他们就顶拜他们，但他们马上就感到很不安，就拒绝说不不不，不要顶拜。
So they brought Gop Kumar to the outside of their city and they showed him the entrance to the gate into the city.
这些人就把 Gopal Kumar 一路带到了城市的大门口，然后就把他领进了城。
So Gop Kumar was so ecstatic, he was feeling so much ecstasy. He could hardly walk. They had to help him to come into the city.
Gopal Kumar, 他感到如此的狂喜，他甚至都已经走路不稳了。这些人必须得扶着他，把他搀进城。
So Lord Ramachandra, he knew about Gop Kumar coming, so he sent these people out to help him and to bring him into the city.
主 Ramachandra 知道 Gopal Kumar 要来到他的城市，所以特意就派了这些人出城把他接进来。
So he could not deal with these people the same way as he did with the people of Vaikuntha.
他不能够就像对待 Vaikuntha 的人那样子来同样的对待这些人。
In Vaikuntha, he was giving respect to all the people. But these people in Lord Ramachandra's city, they wouldn't allow him to show any respect to them.
在 Vaikuntha, Gopal Kumar 必须要对 Vaikuntha 的居民们致以全部的敬意。但是在这里呢，这些人他们不允许 Gopal Kumar 向他们致敬。
They were very modest and they were very concerned and caring for everyone.
他们是温和有礼，对每一个人都倍加关心。
So, they showed the best behavior, the best character for civilized, cultured people.
他们展示了文明的有教养的人所能够体现出来的最好的行为举止。
So they brought him into the city, and then Gop Kumar, he saw, first of all, he saw Bharat with Shatrughna, two of the brothers of Lord Ramachandra, Bharat and Shatrughna. And they were sitting on nice seats andThey had the monkeys were surrounding them, the important monkeys like Sugriva and Jambavan.
所以在路上呢， Gopal Kumar 首先就见到了兄弟俩 Bharat 和 Shatrughna， 他们坐在非常华美的宝座上，周围围绕着地位重要的猴子 Sugriva Jambavan。
And there were also many handsome men, very good-looking men, all standing there surrounding Bharat and Shatrughna.
在周围还站立着一些相貌非常英俊的人，环绕着 Bharat Shatrughna.
So, Lord Gop Kumar, he thought Bharat was actually Lord Ramachandra. When he met Bharat, first of all, he thought this is Lord Ramachandra. And he began to offer prayers as if he was Lord Ramachandra.
当戈巴库马尔一眼见到巴拉塔，他就把他误以为是主 Rama Chandra， 就开始向他供奉祷文。
But when he did this, Bharat immediately covered his ears and told him to stop and says, No, I'm only a servant. I'm not Lord Ramachandra. I'm only the servant.
Bharat 一听到这些祷文，马上就用手捂住了他的耳朵，告诉他，停，我不是 Ramachandra。
But Bharat was sitting on a throne. He was sitting in a palace. And so Gop Kumar naturally thought he must be Lord Ramachandra. But he was only the brother of Lord Ramachandra.
Because Bharat, he was in a fully decorated temple, sitting on a beautiful throne. So Gop Kumar naturally thought he must be Lord Ramachandra. But he was
not. But Bharat was...He was very good looking. He was also just like Lord Ram, and he also dressed like Lord Ram. So it was natural that Gop Kumar thought he was Lord Rama.
因为 Bharat 他的相貌英俊，而他的穿着也非常的美丽，所以长相就跟 Rama 一模一样。所以 Gopal Kumar 很自然的就把他当做认作了是 Rama。
And Shatrughna, he looked like Lakshman.
Shatrughna's 相貌呢，就长得很像 Lakshman.
Usually, Lakshman is with Lord Rama, and Shatrughna he's with Bharat. They're four brothers.
在这个四个兄弟当中 ，Lakshman 就跟 Rama 形影不离 ，Shatrughna 跟 Bharat 形影不离。
So Gop Kumar is a little afraid because he doesn't know quite who's who or what to do. So he just stood still and joined his hands together in front of Lord Bharat.
这时候，Gopal Kumar 他就有点手足无措了，因为他不知道谁是谁，所以他就呆呆地站在那里，双手合十。
So then Hanuman, he gets Gop Kumar to leave that place and he takes him into the center of the city. And there he meets the Supreme Lord.
Hanuman 这时候就出来把 Gopal Kumar 就带出了这个宫殿，然后带到了城市当中来去见 Rama.
Lord Rama is sitting on a royal throne.And the palace is very opulent, very beautiful. And there's many great persons surrounding him.
主 Rama 他坐在一个富丽堂皇的宫殿的华美的宝座上，四周围绕着众多的奉献者。
So Lord Rama looks almost like Lord Narayan. It's like he looks like Lord Narayan.Very beautiful, very youthful. He's not old. He's young, and his body is very powerful, very well, very built, well, very strong.
主 Ramachandra 跟主 Narayan 的外形相貌很相似，非常的英俊美丽，并且他的身强力壮，他的体格健壮。
But there were some special features about Lord Ramachandra which distinguished him from other forms.
然而，主 Ramachandra 他身上有一些特殊的相貌身体特征，把他跟其他的主的形貌分开了。
First of all, he's carrying a bowl in one hand. He has his bowl.
首先呢。第一个区别呢，就是他手持一张弓。
And when he looks at people, he's very modest and humble. So he's like a perfect king.
当他去瞥视、去看、注视众人的时候，他的目光非常的温和、柔和。 就像一位完美的国王一样。
He only has two arms, but he's the best of very expert bowman.
他虽然只有两臂，但是他也是一个就是非常精湛的弓箭手。
And he's very good in protecting all the citizens of the kingdom.
他善于保护这个王国当中的所有臣民。
And he follows all the rules and regulations for how to behave and how to conduct yourself.
他的行为举止符合所有的道德规范。
So when Gopkumar came in front of him, it was so overwhelming that he just fell down and actually he collapsed. But it was like he was offering obeisances.
当 Gopkumar 来到主 Ramachandra 面前的时候，他实际上是瘫倒在地，但是表面上好像是他在顶拜。
But then they helped him to stand up. They brought him up to stand up on his feet, and he was able to actually see Lord Ramachandra.
但是旁边的人就把他给搀扶了起来。这时候呢，他才能好好的注视主拉玛。
So Hanuman had been with him. Hanuman was with Gopkumar, but then Hanuman jumped over to be with Lord Ramachandra, to be at the side of Lord Ramachandra.
Hanuman 本来是在 Gopkumar 的旁边，但这时候呢，他就跳到了主 Ramachandra 旁边。
And Lord Ramachandra had his wife Sita on one side, and on the other side his younger brother Lakshman.
在主 Ramachandra 的身边，一边站立着他的妻子 Sita， 另外一边站立着他的弟弟 Lakshman.
So this is how we usually see the Lord of Ayodhya.
通常呢，我们看到 Ayodhya 之主就是这幅图景。
Sometimes Hanuman would stand in front and he would fan Lord Ramachandra and he would sing also about Lord Ramachandra, praising him.
有的时候 Hanuman 会在主 Ramachandra 的前面为他扇凉，并且歌颂着他的荣耀。
And sometimes Hanuman would sit in front, he would sit with his hands folded, his palms joined together, and he would offer prayers. He would compose prayers to glorify Lord Ramachandra.
而另外一些时候，哈努曼会就是盘着腿，双手合十，在编出一些主 Ramachandra 的荣耀的歌。
Okay, we'll stop here.
那我们就讲课部分就停到这里。
So, we'll hear about Ayodhya next time, next class.
那我们下一节课会继续聆听到 Ayodhya 的荣耀。
Are there any questions?
Yes. 第一个问题来自喜宝，顶拜咕噜和老师们，我现在的情况就像咕噜说的那样，一方面我的母亲看到我在 Krishna 之学学习的真诚，一方面又感觉和我生活在一起有压力。请问咕噜，我作为女儿和母亲该如何在生活中平衡这种关系，既能保证自己努力精进，又能让家人真实感受到我以奉爱之觉爱他们的真诚呢？感恩。 So a business guru and teachers. Now my situation is just what guru has said, that on the one hand, my mother saw that I became very sincere during Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, I felt some pressure while living together with my family members. On the other hand, my mother felt that if she lived with me, there will be pressure. So my question is that, as a daughter, I would ask Guru, as a daughter and a mother, how can I balance this relationship and to ensure that I can progress, and also to make sure my family members will experience I love them.
Her family members experience what?
Experience I can love their sincerity with devotional consciousness.
Well, patience, it will take time.
耐心要花时间。
You cannot expect immediately they're going to accept your new way of life.
你不能指望他们立即就接受你新的生活方式。
But you have to show them that you've become a better person by practicing Krishna consciousness.
但是你必须要向他们表明，通过 Krishna 知觉，你已经变成了一个更好的人。
You have to convince them that because now you're a devotee of Krishna, you care more about them than before.
你要说服他们，现在你已经成为 Krishna 的奉献者，你比以前更加关心他们。
You're not going to neglect them, but you're going to give them the greatest benefit.
你不会忽视他们的，你会给予他们最大的好处。
But of course, they don't have faith. They don't have any faith in Krishna consciousness at this point.
在目前的阶段，当然他们对于 Krishna 知觉没有信心。
So you'll find it very difficult to try to preach to them.
因此你要向他们传教就会感觉很困难。
But if you can show them that you're happier, you're more peaceful with Krishna consciousness, then that will impress them.
如果你能向他们表明，通过修习 Krishna 知觉，你已经变得快乐，内心平和，这一点就能让他给他们留下深刻印象。
So, as I said, it's going to take time. You have to just be consistent, you have to be steady, and you have to show a very nice example.
我一开始说过，这需要时间，假以时日。但是你要坚持不懈，要稳定，保持稳定，要给他们树立榜样。
Okay, I wish you good luck in your efforts.
我祝你好运，在你的努力，我祝你的努力，祝你在努力的过程当中会有好运。
And you can ask Kadamba because you're working, you're friendly with Kadamba Mataji. So Kadamba Mataji's mother, she is also very favorable. She's a devotee. So ask Kadamba, how did she do it?
您可以咨询卡当巴，卡当巴的母亲也是奉献者，在这方面您可以咨询卡当巴。
Because Kadamba's, her mother's a devotee, her sister's a devotee. How did Kadamba manage to influence her sister and her mother that they also became devotees?
卡当巴的母亲是奉献者，卡当巴的妹妹也是奉献者。您可以咨询卡当巴，他是怎么影响了他的母亲和妹妹成为了奉献者？
Okay, yeah, 下一个问题。
下一个，淡然一笑。刚才听到杜尔卡在外昆塔，不是在狗楼卡吗？Just now, I heard that Dwarka situates in Vaikuntha. Isn't that Dwarka situated in Goloka?
No. Dwarka is between Vaikuntha and Goloka.
不是。Dwarka 介于 Vaikuntha 和 Goloka 之间。
Goloka?Is Vrindavan. Dwarka is different.
Goloka 是 Vrindavan, Dwarka 呢就有不一样。
The mood of Dwarka is opulence, but the mood of Vrindavan is sweetness.
Dwarka 的心态是富裕。而 Goloka 的心态是甜美。
In Goloka, there is very simple living. It's a village, countryside, many cows. But Dwarka is opulence. So the mood is very different.
Vrindavan 是 Vrindavan 的生活是简朴的生活是一种乡村的田园生活有许多的母牛而 Dwarka 它展示了富裕所以他们的氛围他们的情绪心绪是不一样的
We say Krishna is perfect in Dwarka, Krishna is more perfect in Mathura, and Krishna is most perfect in Vrindavan.
我们说 Krishna 在 Dwarka 是完美的 ,Krishna 在 Mathura 是更加完美的而 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 是最完美的。
Yeah, any other question?
Yes. The next one, from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译主持。有关 Gopal Kumar 的大波加瓦坛原初也是由 Shukadeva Goswami 讲给 Parikshit 王的吗? The first part of the question is, Rajendra Prabhu asked, Brihad Bhagavatamrita is concerned. Is it also spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj originally?
No.
不是。
It's spoken by who's
Uttara,
yeah? Yeah. Pariksha's wife. Pariksha's mother, Uttara. She wanted to hear. So Pariksha spoke to Uttara.
Pariksha 的大君的母亲渴望聆听，因此 Pariksha 的就给他母亲讲述了。
Sukadeva Goswami had finished speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and there was some time left waiting for the snake to come to bite Maharaj Pariksha. So at that time he spoke.
Sukadeva Goswami 已经完成了对 Pariksha 大君讲述圣殿博迦瓦坛。这里是那蛇鸟咬 Pariksha 大君还有一段时间。趁这一段时间 ，Pariksha 的大君就向他的母亲讲述了大博迦瓦坛。
还有，
然后由后，这里，然后由后者讲给他的母亲，然后由萨那腾格苏阿米写成的书，现在翻译成英文，是这个顺序吗？As far as Gopal Kumar's Brihad Bhagavata is concerned, that is it that first Sukadeva Goswami spoke it to Pariksit Maharaj, and then Pariksit Maharaj spoke it to his mother Uttara, and then Sanatana Goswami wrote it into a book, and then now it is translated into English. Is this the sequence?
I never heard that Sukadeva Goswami spoke it to Pariksha.
我从来没有听说过是由 Sukadeva Goswami 讲述给 Pariksha.
I will have to check. It's described in the very beginning of the book.
那我要再看一下，因为这一部分呢是在这书的一开始。
Go ahead.
The next question from 淡然一笑。巴力士大军统治世界多长时间呢？就是说卡利年代从什么时候开始的 ？This mother asked, "How long did Pariksha Maharaj rule the world, and when did Kali Yuga begin?"
Well.How long did Pariksit Maharaj rule the world? He ruled the world from the time his father, Maharaj's father was killed in the Kurukshetra. When the Pandavas retired, after Krishna left the world, the Pandavas retired and they left, they went to the Himalayas and they put Pariksit on the throne, they made him the king.So he ruled the world up until he got cursed.
在 Krishna 离世之后，离开这世界之后 ，Pandava 五兄弟也退隐到喜马拉雅山。这时候，他们把 Pariksha 大君就扶上了宝座，让他成为了皇帝帝王。从这个时间一直到他受到诅咒这个期间。
So, again, it was supposed to begin at the time of the battle of Kurukshetra. But because Krishna was still present on the planet, it couldn't begin.
Kali 年代本来是应该在库鲁吉耶战役，就是从这库鲁吉耶战役这个时间开始计算的，但是因为主 Krishna 在地球上，所以 Kali 他无法进入。
Then after Krishna left the planet, then Maharaj Pariksit was ruling, And Maharaj Parikshit, he wouldn't let Kali in.
等 Krishna 离开了星球之后 ，Maharaj Parikshit 就开始统治世界。他不允许 Kali 进入。
But after Parikshit got cursed, then Kali came.
等到 Parikshit 大军受到诅咒之后 ，Kali 就进入了。
So it's been about 5,000 years.
大约是已经五千年了。So the next from Harivansa Das, Guru 刚提到的 Mathura 和 Dwarka 是地球上的还是指Vaikuntha的呢？ Harivansa asked, the Mathura and Dwarka you mentioned in class refers to the Mathura and Dwarka in the earth or Vaikuntha?
Mathura and Dwarka is Vaikuntha.
He asked, you speak up about the Mathura and Dwarka in the class. Is it referred to the earth?
No. It refers to Vaikuntha.
不是指地球上的，是Vaikuntha的。The next one,
yeah,
from PPLU, 顶拜敬爱的 Guru Dev, 请问如何能回到 Goloka 呢？必须获得 Krishna Prema 吗？
Yeah, well, to go to Goloka, you have to do devotional service in the mood of Raganuga, spontaneous devotion.
要想去 Goloka 必须要以 Raganuga 的心态从事奉献服务，就是以自发的奉爱服务的心态。
Yeah, must be that mode of spontaneous devotion. If you're still following the rules and regulations.Just doing everything on the basis of rules and regulations, then you don't get into Goloka.
必须要是以自发的心态，心许从事奉爱服务。如果还是以按照规范原则在从事奉爱服务的话，是不能去Goloka的。
Right, we do everything. We're afraid we'll get punished if I don't do this.Oh, I'll get reaction. Krishna will punish me. I'll suffer. So we do everything according to rule and regulation. That is not spontaneous.
如果我们还是紧紧抱着规范原则不放，认为哎呀，如果我做的不好的话，害怕会得到 Krishna 的会得到反应，然后会得到 Krishna 惩罚，会受苦。这种不是自发的奉爱服务心态。
But the mood of Goloka is you do everything out of love because you love Krishna so much you want to do it.
但是 Goloka Vrindavan 的心态是出于爱在服务的，是因为爱 Krishna 所以才服务 Krishna.
We're chanting Hare Krishna because we want to get out of the material world.
我们现在唱诵 Hare Krishna 还是满怀着想要离开物质世界的这种动机在唱。
We think I'm suffering so much here. I want to get out.
哎呦，我在这里受的苦太多了，我真的想离开这里啊。
But in the spiritual world, to go to Goloka, we just simply want to love Krishna. We'll do anything for Krishna.
但是要去 Goloka 的话，我们必须是只是简单的爱 Krishna， 只是爱做奉献服务。
And we don't even think Krishna's God. We just think of him as the cowherd boy, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
我们甚至不把 Krishna 当成神， 不想他是神，而是把他当成一个牧牛童，当成南的马拉之的儿子。
还有呢？
也下一个是王萨，还是王萨达斯，崇拜某位神像或冥想某个 mantra， 就可以与之建立联系。这种崇拜和冥想是24小时或是恒长的吗？ Just by worshipping some deities or meditate on some mantra, we can establish relationship with them. So this worship and meditation should be 24 hours or constantly.
Well, worship the deities, yes. You have deities, we worship them, that means 24 hours, yeah. But deity also goes, you have to put the deity to take rest. You have to put you take care of the deity all day.
是的，我们一整天都照顾着神像，24小时。但是有的时候会让神像，请神像睡觉入睡。
So mantra meditation, yeah, mantra meditation also 24 hours. Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtaniya Sadahari, always chant the holy name. So if you can chant 24 hours a day, very good.
Mantra 冥想也是24小时，就查丹尼亚说 Kirtaniya Sadahari, 恒常的唱圣名。如果你常常的唱诵，那非常好。
Service to Krishna, pure devotional service should be ahaitaki, apratiyata, should be uninterrupted and unmotivated. So uninterrupted means 24 hours a day.
对 Krishna 的纯粹奉献服务是毫不间断的。Ahaituki 没有动机的，所以就是没有间断的。
Just as we eat for Krishna, we also sleep for Krishna. We take rest so that we can do better service the next day.
比如说，我们为 Krishna 吃饭，我们为 Krishna 而睡觉，我们为 Krishna 而休息，这样好，第二天从事服务。
Okay.
The next one from Sumukhi Radha Dasi, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj 和奉献者们，请问我们是否也要先崇拜主 Rama 呢？ Should we also worship Lord Ramachandra first?
Well, we offer our respects.It's not that we have to worship Lord Ramachandra, we worship Lord Chaitanya. By worshipping Lord Chaitanya, then you're worshipping all the Lord's incarnations.
我们要尊敬 Ramachandra, 并不是说我们要崇拜主 Rama, 我们崇拜主 Chaitanya, 我们崇拜了主 Chaitanya, 就崇拜了主的所有化身了。
Lord Ramachandra, we said he is one of the incarnations of the Lord. The original source of all incarnations is Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna is not different from Lord Chaitanya.
Rama 是主的一个化身，而 Krishna 是所有化身的源头，而主 Chaitanya 和主 Krishna 没有区别。
So we don't need to separate. We do have some temples with Lord Ramachandra deities. You go to our temple, some ISKCON temples, they've established Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. But you don't need to worship Lord Rama, it's not required.
我们确实，我们有一些 ISKCON 庙宇也是安放了主 Ramachandra 的神像。 但是您不需要崇拜主拉玛。
We worship, we have Ram Nomi, the day on which Lord Rama appeared in the world. We celebrate that. It's a fasting day, and we have a festival.
我们在节日当中，日历上也有 Ram Nomi， 就是主 Ramachandra 的显现日。我们在这一天届时也会庆祝。
We celebrate also a festival called Diwali, coming very soon during this month of Kartik, when we put lights all around the temple.
我们也会庆祝 Diwali 这个节日，就是在本月。Kartik 月当中，我们会在庙宇四周呢就点上灯。
And it said that when Lord Ramachandra came back from exile after spending 14 years in the forest, then he came back to Ayodhya, and all the people came out and they all offered lights to welcome Lord Ramachandra back to Ayodhya.So this is the festival of Diwali.
据说呢，主 Ramachandra 在森林当中被流放了14年，之后他返回 Ayodhya。这时候 Ayodhya 的居民们就纷纷在半夜从家里出来，向主 Ramachandra 供奉一盏灯。所以就这个就是 Diwali 的由来。下一个，陈冠江 ，Chaitanya Charandas， Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Guru Dev， 感谢主持，圣帕瓦德教导我们，99%灵性进步源于念诵圣名，是不是我们只需要念诵就可以了呢？怎样理解圣帕瓦这句话呢？Hare Krishna。Business Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada taught us that 99% of our spiritual progress is due to chanting holy name. Is that we simply need to chant? And how to understand this sentence of Srila Prabhupada?
Well, we should understand chanting of the holy name is very important.But it's not that we just only chant the holy name of Krishna. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. He could chant, but he chanted all day.
我应该理解唱诵圣名是非常重要的。但是我们不能只唱诵圣名，一味地模仿 Haridas Thakur。Haridas Thakur 他是一整天都在唱诵。
So he chanted 3 lakh in every day. 3 lakh names means 192 rounds. You know, we have difficulty, many devotees have difficulty just to chant 16 rounds.
Haridas Thakur 每天念诵300,000遍圣名，相当于192圈。许多奉献者念诵16圈都有困难。
So,Chanting Hare Krishna is a very important part of our daily program, but we need to do other things also, like you have to eat, so you have to cook for Krishna, and you have to offer the food to Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 是我们一天活动当中重要的一部分，但是你得吃饭，所以要为 Krishna 烹饪，然后还要供奉。
Then you have to read the books about Krishna, because you may chant the holy name of Krishna, but you don't know who Krishna is. You don't know anything about Krishna. So you have to read the books about Krishna. You have to hear about him and about his qualities and activities.
你还得读书，有关于 Krishna 的书，因为不知道 Krishna 是谁，不了解 Krishna, 所以要聆听有关于 Krishna.并且去了解 Krishna 的品质活动。
So, We have a balanced program. Some time for chanting and other times for service, reading. Some people have jobs, they work, they maintain their families. Not just simply sit and chant all day.
我们要平衡，有的时候唱诵，有的时候做服务，有的时候读书，有的奉献者要有工作，还要维持家庭，而不可能坐在那里一整天都在唱诵。
You have to have a program which you can maintain practically. You may sit and chant some days, all day, you just sit and chant, but you can't do it every day for very long.
我们必须有一个实际的计划，有的时候可以坐在那里念诵很多一整天，但有的时候可以很多的念诵，有的时候就不可能。
But at the end of life, you may have to sit and chant. So that's the idea. When you're preparing to go back to Godhead, you don't have anything else to do but to sit and chant the holy name.
但是在生命终点的时候，可以坐在那里唱诵圣名。这时候呢，要做好回归的准备了，也没有什么事情可以做了，这时候就可以坐在那里唱诵圣名了。
OK, 下一个问题。
下一个来自于荣顶拜孤乳，请问为何这些俊美的人不好意思接受别人的崇拜，但他们比百坤的人还要俊美，这想说明什么呢？So, obeisance guru, why this handsome man is ashamed to accept obeisance from others, yet they are more handsome than Vaikunthavasi? What does the author want to explain?
He's explaining the humility of the people there, how they all they're very humble. They all consider themselves to be servants. They don't think they're important. They don't have any self, they think of themselves as very low and insignificant servants of the Lord.
他想要说明的是这些奉献者都非常的谦卑，他们自认为是仆人，不是很重要的，是很低微的、微不足道的仆人。
Lord Ramachandra is known as the incarnation of perfect etiquette, perfect behavior.
主 Ramachandra 是完美礼节的化身。
So we see how even Lord Ramachandra is humble and modest. He's setting the example to all of the other citizens.
甚至主 Ramachandra 本人都是谦逊有礼的，温文尔雅的。他为所有的臣民树立了榜样。
That although he is the king, still he's humble. He's not proud. So he's setting an example to the citizens.
虽然他贵为一国之君，他却并不骄傲自大。他为臣民树立了完美的榜样。
So humility is a very important quality.In civilized society and in spiritual activities also.
因此谦逊是非常重要的品格，无论是在社会交往方面，甚至在灵性活动方面，谦逊也是重要的品格。
If you read the Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, then there are many qualities, 20 qualities listed of one knowledge. And the first one is, the first two, amanitvam, adamvitvam, meaning humility and pridelessness.
如果您阅读《伯家梵歌》第十三章诗节二十里，就能读到一个处在知识当中的人的品质，头两项 ，amanitvam， 谦卑
，adamvitvam，
头两项品质，谦卑勿傲。
So the beginning of education is humility. The sign of one in knowledge is that one is not proud, one is humble.
知识的教育的开端就是培养谦卑。一个有知识的人，他会谦卑勿傲，不骄傲。
So this was especially apparent in Ayodhya, because the people of Ayodhya followed the example of Lord Ramachandra to show very, very good qualities.
这一点呢，在 Ayodhya 就是非常的显著，因为 Ayodhya 的居民都追随主 Ramachandra 的榜样。他们都拥有优秀的、优良的品格。
OK。
下一个，但下一个，梁谢奎 Jaya Krishna， 顶拜孤乳莲花族，伟达传统婆罗门与我们。ISKCON 现在的婆罗门觉悟的层面相同吗？ So Jaya Krishna is all of offering obeisance to Guru's lotus feet, and he asked, so according to the Vedic traditional Brahmana, as far as Brahmana realization.Is concerned the level of Brahmana realization is concerned. Are there same? Is it the same? Veda 传统 So the traditional Brahman realization.And our ISKCON Brahman realization, is it on the same level?
Well, there are different kinds of Brahmanas. You have to understand, even 5,000 years ago, not all Brahmanas were devotees. Some Brahmanas are impersonalists, and some Brahmanas are Karmakandis.
不同种类的婆罗门，不是所有的婆罗门都是奉献者，有的婆罗门是非人格主义者，有的婆罗门是 Karmakandi。
Karmakandi，
他们那个业报。
功利性活动。
功利性活动的婆罗门。
They just do material rituals.
这些婆罗门他们只是一味的做仪式性活动。
So some Brahmanas have realization of the Lord and some do not.
有的婆罗门觉悟到了主，有的并没有觉悟到。
So in ISKCON, we see also there's many different kinds of Brahmins.
我们看到在 ISKCON 当中也有不同种类的婆罗门。
But the idea is someone who is a Brahmana, he should know, he should cultivate Brahminical qualities, and he should be on the path to realizing Brahman.
但是，一个 Brahmana， 一个婆罗门，他本应该是培养婆罗门的品质，并且处在觉悟 Brahman 觉悟梵的道路上，梵觉。
And from Bhagavad Gita, we learn that Krishna is the basis of the Brahman.
我们从博伽梵歌当中了解到，学习到 Krishna 是梵光的基础。
So some people, they simply come to the level of Brahman. They're simply satisfied to be on the level of Brahman, knowing themselves not to be the body. And others go on to cultivate their relationship with Krishna.
有些人他仅仅满足于觉悟到他自己是梵 Brahman 的身份，他已经心满意足了。有些人进一步会培养跟 Krishna 的关系。
So some Brahmanas have good knowledge, they've studied the scriptures nicely, but they may not have a relationship with Krishna.
有些婆罗门，会很好的研习经典，掌握了知识，但是他们可能没有跟 Krishna 发展起关系。
But devotees.Generally, in our ISKCON society, we're encouraged to cultivate our relationship with Krishna. We don't just want to realize Brahman, but we want to understand the Krishna in his full picture as Bhagavan.
ISKCON 的奉献者被鼓励要培养跟 Krishna 的关系，去了解 Krishna 作为 Bhagavan 他的全部的特征。
Okay.
There are still three more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 先下一个问题来自于淡然一笑。曾听 Guru 讲课说Goloka 由三部分组成 Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka。 今天讲课听 Dwarka 在 Goloka 和 Vaikuntha 之间，没矛盾是吧？
没矛盾。 No, no contradiction.
没矛盾，没有矛盾。
What, they're saying Dwarka is like Goloka?
I had heard from Guru that Goloka is include three sections, Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. But today I heard that Dwarka is between Goloka and Vaikuntha. So
there are some distinctions. You have to understand there are distinctions.
有区别，要明白有区别是存在的。
Anyways, in the spiritual world,
反正无论如何，不管怎么说，都是在灵性世界。
Sanatana Goswami is describing very carefully.
Sanatana Goswami 是很仔细的、小心的描述了。
It's a very special region of Vaikuntha.
它是 Vaikuntha 的特殊的区域。
Okay. Go ahead.
Chopati, 明白顾莲花族想要变得纯粹，关键是什么呢？改变起来很难。是要漫长的时间，从哪里突破呢？ So listen to Guru's lotus feet. So to become pure, what's the key to become pure? It's difficult to change. It's a long time. Where to breakthrough.
Yes. We have to want to change. That's the beginning. You have to want, you have to regret. We have to regret our fallen condition and we have to want to change.
是的，要有这种愿望，要想要改变，这是开始。我们要忏悔，后悔，为我们堕落的境况后悔。
So you practice carefully hearing and chanting and worshipping Krishna.
小心的去灵修、聆听、唱诵、崇拜 Krishna。
Be humble. Offer respects to your husband.
谦卑，尊敬您的丈夫。
Don't expect any respect for yourself.
不要指望别人来尊敬自己。
Take care of your child and keep your house very neat and clean.
照料，小心地照料孩子，让自己的家整齐洁净。
And keep try to regularly prepare good meals for the satisfaction of your husband.
有规律的要按时做饭，去满足自己的丈夫。
So in this way, gradually, you can become pure.
这样逐渐的您就纯粹了。
Every day you chant the holy name, associate with Krishna, and hear the classes.
每天您唱诵圣名与 Krishna 联谊，聆听课，讲课。
Will take some time, but you're on the path. It just takes more time. You're changing every day, a little bit, a little bit.
这是需要时间的，但是你已经在这个道路上了。每一天都有一点变化。
Mm-hmm.
下一个、
yes.
Kama Kama Lamut is offering respect to you, and the next is from Sita Rani Devadasi. The last one, 顶拜 Guru Dev 感恩聚会的奉献者，我们有自发的奉爱才能回到百昆塔，那抓住帕帕的兜底可以回去吗？有好几种说法，比如读《博伽梵歌》第几章就能回去，还有卡提卡月点灯能回，伊卡德西可以。看上去貌似回去挺容易的，这怎么理解啊？还有说不要想着怎么来的，要想着怎么回去。又说真正达到纯粹的奉爱，就不想回去了。纯粹奉献者在哪里都可以，那是不是在想回去和在想他哪里都可以的中间状态的奉献者才能真正回去啊？ Obeisance Guru Dev, thank you for the assembled Vaishnava. Only by spontaneous devotion can we go back to Vaikuntha. Then we grab to the devotee of Srila Prabhupada. Is that okay, that we can go back by grabbing, holding Srila Prabhupada's dhoti. There are many versions. For example, if we read certain chapter of Bhagavad Gita, then we can go back. And if we offer lamps, we can go back. Offer lamps in Kartik month, we can go back. And, Ekadasi, if we follow Ekadasi then we can go back. It seems it's quite easy. So how to understand? There's another version that said, don't think that how we come here. We should think how to go back. There are other version that said, those who have attained pure devotion, they don't want to go back. Pure devotees can stay anywhere. So, is that that only those who want to go back, those in the middle path, moderate situation, the devotee who is situated in the moderate situation between those who want to go back and who can stay anywhere, only those devotees can really go back.
Well, you can do all of them, right? Don't take any chance. Don't just depend on only one thing. There's so many ways that are being recommended. So you do all of them. You read the Bhagavad Gita, you offer a lamp, hold on to Prabhupada's dhoti, and you develop your spontaneous devotion. Right? Don't take any chance. We don't know which one is going to take you back, so do everything. Do all of them. Take part in all these activities. Keep yourself fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Then you have a better chance to go back. But if you don't want to go back, you don't need to go back. You can stay here if you like. But Prabhupada said, it's okay, you can go back. You don't need to stay. You should go back.
So, 可以做所有这些上述的活动, 而不要仅仅依赖于一个活动。 可以就是读佛家梵歌, 供奉灯, 抓住啪啪的兜提, 从事自发的父爱服。 而不要去冒险，看看到底哪一种，就是只是固定哪一种，而是所有的服务都从事，而且专注于Krishna直觉，这样呢，回去的几率就很大了。但如果你不想回去，留在这里，就不想回去，不需要回去，可以留在这里。但是帕帕说，我们应该回到灵性世界。
Okay. So, thank you very much, everyone. Very glad to have your association. And we hope you're all singing Damodar every day and offering your lamp.
非常感谢大家的聆听，感谢大家的听课，希望大家在达摩大二月每天都供奉灯。
Have a nice, I hope we will have a very nice party vrat. Try to do nice service and get the mercy of Radharani.
希望我们能够很好地遵守我们的 Kartik 誓言。 做服务, 从而得到 Radharani 的仁慈。
Okay. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sachan Gachya Guru Mani, Ki Woman, Chintai Defani, Gachya Sati Hodur, Gachya Soyoda Function, Jirling Ting. Aum Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Bol. 感谢 Maharaj 的讲课, Hare Krishna.